It's very nice to be with you again. I'm Father Jim Kuhn. I do come every once in a while. And I'm a retired priest of the diocese. I live next door to Holy Name, not at All Saints, but on the other side. And I'm very happy to be here whenever I come. It's very, very religious and beautifully celebrated, lovely liturgies, and a gorgeous church. I'd like to tell you this little anecdotal story. It's a story about a woman who was on a very crowded subway train in New York City when a man got up from his place and offered her his seat. The surprise was so great to the woman that she fainted. When the woman revived, she said, "Thank you." And then the man fainted. In today's society, common courtesy and simple gratitude are getting rarer and rarer. Now, in the gospel account of the 10 lepers, today's gospel, St. Luke writes that only one of the 10 lepers returned to give thanks to Jesus for the great gift of being healed from leprosy. And the leper who did thank Jesus was a Samaritan, a foreigner. St. Luke also in this gospel shows Jesus' disappointment that only one leper thanked him. He says, "Where are the other nine? Was there no one to return and give me thanks but a foreigner, a Samaritan?" Now, why was the Samaritan perhaps the only one who gave Jesus thanks? For an answer to that question, let us look at the Samaritan leper. Now, at what moment do you think the Samaritan leper realized that he was cleansed? Perhaps did one of the rags that had covered him from head to foot slip, and he saw a patch of clean skin? Or did he feel an energy that he had not experienced for years? Did he suddenly find his arms and hands and legs and feet were whole? And did he stand up straight, or walk, or even run? And did he sense that those ugly wounds that covered his body had all dried up? Or did he notice that no one was staring at him anymore, that he was, in fact, no object of scorn or ridicule, and that passerbys no longer avoided him, and that some even looked at him and smiled at him? For the first time in years, the leper felt very well physically, and he found himself no longer on the edge of society. Now he was welcomed and part of it. The now healed leper saw that his life had so many possibilities, and he realized that Jesus had given him a totally new life, a second chance. That moment when the leper realized that he was made clean must have been an extraordinary moment of joy and gratitude. And that leper, former leper, simply had to thank Jesus. Now I'd like to offer you an example of profound gratitude. There was a woman in an extended care hospital. She had some type of wasting disease. The powers of the physical control of her body were one by one fading away. A seminarian happened to meet her when he was visiting the hospital. That seminarian kept going back to see the lady because he was so drawn by the force of that woman's joy. Though she could no longer move her arms and legs, she would say, I'm just so happy I can move my neck. When she could no longer move her neck, she would say, I'm just so glad I can see and hear. When the seminarian asked the woman what would happen if she lost her sense of sound and sight, the gentle lady said, Then I will just be grateful that you come to visit me. Now you know why I believe this woman is a sample, an example of extreme gratitude. Now, what can we learn from this gospel? Well, we must learn to be thankful to God and to others. So often, we are, at times, ungrateful to God. Even though we receive so much from God, we often take God for granted, and we don't really appreciate His gifts to us. We allow instead the negatives of our lives to hide the blessings we have received from God. For example, we may have health problems or financial worries. We may be on bad terms with a relative or with a neighbor, a co-worker, a parishioner. We may be upset with a strained relationship with a spouse or with a child or with their behavior or grades. Sometimes we are only thankful when we compare ourselves with less fortunate people. In times of need, we pray with desperate intensity, but as time passes, we go back to forgetting God. Many of us fail to offer a prayer before and after meals, or in the morning, or midday, or at night. Now God gave us His only begotten Son, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, but some of us seldom give God a word of thanks for Jesus dying on the cross to save us. It does seem that healing the human heart of ingratitude is a greater healing or miracle than healing the body's skin of leprosy. Now, in the immediate present and future, we all need to be filled with daily thanksgiving to God and to give thanksgiving as well to others for the countless gifts and blessings we have received from God and others. For if there is an expectation in today's gospel by Jesus Himself, it is that God, Jesus, does expect us to be grateful, and Jesus is definitely disappointed when we are not. And so we close by saying, Jesus, we thank you for all your gifts, but we ask you for one more gift. Please give each of us grateful hearts.